Do you have any, did you come to any conclusions with
as far as
Thomas, like what your notebook, what you're doing forward, what's on your list, what are you going to do?
What am I going to try to do, get better?
Your day to day.
It is.
You don't have to get too detailed.
Right. So it is day to day, but I just want to make sure I'm doing the little things right. I'm shortening that gap so that I'm not a half step or a step short of whatever it may be. So making sure I have a plan of action when I go out to practice, making sure I'm focused on the drills, things like that.
Did you have to do this stuff in high school, and did you?
Oh no, I don't think there's a high school kid, in the country that thinks about it that much.
Because the game comes a lot easier in high school, I assume, right? The competition.
Yeah. Right, and just the commitment level is totally different. It is a different world, so you really can't even compare the two.
So did you know that before you got here, being around the program, or did you have to experience it first?
No, nobody knows it, I feel like, until they're in it.
It's based on talent in high school. It's all about talent and physical ability, and then once you get here.
Right, it's not all about it, but that definitely has a lot to do with it. So you look at the teams that win state championships in high school 95% of the time, they're the most talented team, but not always the case, but yeah, that's a huge part to do with it. But again, if you're not as talented, I feel like you can make up more ground in high school by doing the little things that I was talking about, right? Whereas in college, you have guys that are all talented and all trying to do the little things right, so it's a much more level playing field.
More times than not in high school, didn't you assume you were probably going to be the most talented guy in the field? By the time at least you were a junior?
I don't want to be on tape saying that. Okay. I assume that was more talented.
But it's just a different circumstance, though.
Right, totally different circumstance.
New linebacker coach this year. How important is that for spring practice, and do you guys all get on the same page with LeVar?
Yeah, it's super important, and that's going to have a big part with how we perform in the summer and camp and how much we grow and improve. I feel like right now we have a good set of guys, linebackers, that have played a lot, and so they can kind of be the core nucleus and help those younger guys that are adjusting to new coaching, still learning the playbook. That's going to help us grow, as opposed to if Coach Woods just had a bunch of linebackers and not any of them had playing experience. So I feel like, we're helping each other, really grow.
Does it help the fact that even though it's a new position coach, it's a guy that's also been around the program as long as he has?
Oh, definitely. He knows the defense inside and out, whereas if, it's a position coach coming from another school, there's going to be a learning curve there. There's very little learning curve with Coach Woods right now. And, he, like you said, he played the position, so he's got some tricks of the trade or some little details that, really help linebackers, out, how to correct the problems or, solve these issues that they're having.
Has your job changed at all with the, new defensive coordinator? Has that come across? You're still doing the same stuff?
No, not really, yeah. So pretty much the same stuff.
Do you anticipate? Micah said you guys are putting defenses in. Do you anticipate any sort of change to your approach to what you do or to your job?
Right. I think that'll more depend on when we get in the season.
Plus, it's only three practices.
Right. I think that's going to have more to do with our schedule in the season and sort of what that offense is throwing at us, because our defense is, very much a reactive defense, and, bending and not breaking is the phrase a lot of people like to use. So as far as my assignments changing, that's going to depend week to week. I won't pretend to speak for him. He'd be a better person to answer that question. But I will say not a lot has changed so far. But again, we're 3 days into spring ball, so it's really too soon to say.
You talk about reactive. I asked Coach Wilson there about press coverage and the question. Do you see yourself? Do you see the defense going away from being reactive?
Oh, definitely. It depends on, the circumstance of the game. So, if we're playing a team that we feel like doesn't have a great throwing quarterback and it's a third and intermediate, so, they're probably not going to run the ball. So they're going to try some type of quick pass. So it might be better to press them as opposed to, play off, play quarters on one side of the field. So it'll depend on the situation, whatever the coaches decide to call.
Say has changed on the defense with a new coordinator? Has anything changed? I'm not really poking at for anything there. I'm just wondering how much the guy's last names has changed.
Right. Well, it's different not having a Coach Parker around, but also we have a new Coach Parker, and he brings a different style and he brings a lot of energy, and we're excited moving forward. But X's and O's really haven't changed so much. Oh, and I'll say you can't really expect that right now, because first 3 days of spring ball is really installation for the guys that haven't played, trying to get them up to speed so that we can run a practice or we can do these drills,
right,
because we don't have a scout team. So in the past, these guys that are 3-4 deep have been on the scout team.
Right.
So somebody holds up a card and it's you go here and you go there.
Right.
Right. But now everybody is playing Iowa football. So if I say, you know, whatever the call is, you know, these guys have no card. And so they're trying to figure out, you know, what do we got to do? So that's really what we're trying to do right now.